Now, we have a special world first here on the Behind Big Brother podcast. We have a new type of lie detector machine. It's called the Camco Truthometer 5000. And we have it hooked up to vid here. And how it works is it measures the amount of gamma radiation in your voice. And so it can tell us if you're telling the truth, and it can also tell us what you're thinking. And I must stress that this technology is 120% accurate.
How is it 120% accurate?
Well, see, it's so accurate that it can actually look into the future and tell me if you're going to lie.
Wow, I'm so intrigued.
Well, yeah, well, we'll test it out. So I'll ask you a question and you lie to me.
Okay.
What color is the sky?
Pink.
See, it detected that you were lying before you even told me.
Wow, that's so amazing.
Okay, so we'll ask a few regular questions now. First of all, do you think that Big Brother's layered voice technology is accurate?
Yes. Yes, I do. Big Brother has warped my mind. Wow, look how accurate your program is. I can't believe it.
Okay, second question. Do you think that Gretel Colleen is attractive?
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan, and I look forward to listening to it as I do all of yours on Behind Big Brother.
It's day 73, and we're cutting this podcast into a two-part special. Da-na-na.
Again.
Again, because we were only going to talk a little bit about the Camilla Gate 2006, but it ended up being a 20-minute podcast. So that's part two, so you can listen to that. And part one, we're going to talk about
what's happened before
before
and
the
since our last
weekend and
podcast.
since our last podcast, yes. So obviously, Big Brother has stupefied the entire Australian audience by doing their housemates on trial, Law and Order, whatever bullshit they decided to feed us this time. It was just about as reliable as the last time.
I mean, fair enough that the hypnotist thing fell through really quickly. It doesn't really show that they're that organized in doing this special. They sort of scrambled around for anything really.
Why didn't they just put a 1 hour daily show? I don't understand.
I think even showing 1 hour of live streaming from the house would have been better than this.
I
It
switched it
was
off.
first of all, it was reusing an old idea. And second of all, I mean, you really had to be an idiot to believe this. This software can just be downloaded off the internet by anybody.
The graphics on screen didn't help it either. They were practically the same as last time, if not worse. Just because they had a couple of extra meters on there didn't actually mean anything at all to me. Without some hard evidence that their voices were actually being put through this software and things like that, I don't believe it. I switched it off halfway through. Well, not even halfway through. I felt stupid watching it.
If anything, what all these extra meters did was confuse people to the point where there was no way of telling whether it was real or not.
Yeah, because the housemates didn't say yes or no, and they actually had a conversation with Big Brother, and it was going between lying, not lying, maybe lying, oh, maybe, I don't know, and the housemates were talking about other things, you didn't know what the answer was. That's what lots of people were complaining about. We don't know what the hell this is doing.
Hi, boys. It's Sider from the forums. Please, I mean, what the hell was the point of tonight's special episode rubbish crap? Just a rehash of the Truth or Lies or whatever it was a few weeks ago. I mean, is there really a point to all this? Is there a point to showing that the housemates are talking rubbish? Is really factual? I mean, look at the graph. Who's to say that Big Brother's just not making it up? It's just ridiculous. I mean, come on. Do some stuff like BB UK does. This is just becoming a joke. It's not even worth watching anymore. Anyway, thought I'd ring up for the first time. Oh, actually, the second time. And yeah. See you later. Cheers.
Hey guys, it's Scram again here. First of all, thanks for playing my previous voicemail in the podcast. What I need to say right now, I've completely lost faith in Big Brother after this new second lie detector test. As people are saying on the forums, it just proves they're not looking at people's opinion. They don't care. They haven't obviously didn't have a backup plan, which is the first thing you do with TV, especially live TV in which you advertise things. The hypnotist dropped out, and this is the best they could think of. It's just that. It's just rubbish. It really is. Chris Noble, the fact that his surname is Noble is just hilarious because he really is not. I don't know what we've. I don't know what it's come, why it's come to this, but he certainly needs to be kicked out now because he's got no idea. He's an absolute idiot. So that's pretty much for me. That's the end of my faith for this series. I really don't care about it anymore. I probably won't even watch it properly anymore. So yeah, that's my opinion. Thanks, guys. See you later.
One thing that I'm going to talk about, shock horror, that I'm enjoying about Big Brother at the moment.
Oh my God, what?
It centers around Perry. I don't really like Perry as a housemate, but I like the fact that she's causing quite a bit of trouble in the house, and she seems to do it just naturally. She's subconsciously pissing everybody off, and it's excellent television. And I love it when I get into a television program where there's sort of an enemy that I don't like. Perry's one of those people. And I'm not saying she's a bad person or anything, but everyone needs a villain or they need an enemy when they're watching television or any television program, really, to get emotional about it. And when you get emotional about a television show, it makes you want to watch more. And I love watching people get pissed off with Perry, and I love getting pissed off at Perry myself.
I said before that I thought she was sort of putting it on a little bit, but the more that I watch it and the more, like, with the Camilla thing and the Jamie thing about cheese and whatnot, it's actually really funny how these are such little things, and all the housemates are jumping in on it. Camilla's jumping in on it. Jamie was jumping in on it. David was jumping in on it. Everyone's
the whole Darren thing as well.
The whole Darren thing as well. He jumped in and he's an intruder. And yeah, it's just getting more exciting. Pity she's going to be evicted this weekend though.
It is unfortunate, yeah, and very obvious.
But that's just the way that Big Brother all over the world works. The intruders go in as soon as they can be nominated. They're nominated week after week after week, and they eventually get evicted. They're easy nominations for the housemates. They don't have to nominate their friends.
Yeah, but Vesna was sort of an exception.
Well, there's always an exception to the rule, yeah. But she was different. She was a completely different housemate. She just had all the qualities that you just wonder why she wasn't put in there in the beginning. The one thing I was kind of annoyed to see was that all week they've been playing the conflict card, which I love. And then tonight they showed Camilla and Perry having a one-to-one, saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel little," or which I guess is good to see from Perry saying that. But
that is the cycle of conflict, though. They'll have their fight, then they'll make up, and then they'll go find someone else to have a fight with.
Yeah, I just hope that that's how it happens. I hope Camilla and her get on it again, because Camilla seems to be the only one that's going to confront about it. Like, Camilla will go and talk to Claire, but Claire won't. She won't go up and talk to her about Perry. Say, "Oh, mate, you really hurt Camilla's feelings," or whatever. Camilla's the only one that'll get antsy about it. That's why they work together so well. They hate each other, but they would like each other.
And I am glad that they are going with this conflict direction as we've been calling for so long, because not that we're going to get into it in this part of the podcast, but the whole incident of the weekend really shows that the sex angle just does not work anymore, and it only leads to trouble.
And it's great that the public, well, it's not the public, it is to some degree, that you've kicked out Katie and Jamie, and not Katie and Jamie, you've kicked out Katie and then you've kicked out Gail, and so they have no relationships to work on anymore. They can't focus on people pashing all day anymore. They have to focus on conflict and other things other things that are going on in the house, which is great.
And now also, a lot of the 20-something housemates have been knocked out. There's more of a gap now between the older and the younger housemates. I mean, we have Perry, who's in her late 30s, and we have Darren, who's 19. So, and
Darren is a lot older than he's a lot smarter than his age.
Well, still, I mean,
yeah,
figuratively, they're different ages.
I think it's great that Dave's coming out of his shell as well. I mean, we've waited 70 days, and finally, it looks like he's having some fun. Tonight's show, he was dancing around with Claire, and he still always has that sour, sucked mango look on his face, but he's coming out to me. He's coming out a bit more, and I'm really enjoying seeing the other side of him where he's not sad and having D&Ms with everyone.
Coming out, eh?
He's coming out again. Maybe there'll be a one-hour special.
I think the novelty of David's sort of wearing off, and it's evident in the fact that he's no longer favourite to win the series. I'm kind of getting sick of the guy.
Do you think he'll win, though? Do you think...
It's really hard to tell at the moment. It'll either be David or Camilla who wins the series. But for now, David's still doing his whole morals, trying to look after everybody. I mean, he took Perry to the rewards room because he wanted to give the other housemates a break. What an idiot. If he's sick of Perry, then
Yeah, he should have taken...
He should have shared the rewards room with someone and he wanted to be with.
It would have been better viewing if he took Camilla or something, because then Perry would have been out with the rest of the house and there would have been more conflict. While we're on the subject of housemates we hate, I'm so over Jamie. He's really, really, really frustrating me. In the beginning, I thought, yeah, he's a bit of alright, whatever. Now, the fact that he just keeps looking in the mirror every 5 seconds and moving his stick-like hair with that retarded headband, I'm really, really, really infuriated any time he comes on television. And even on the live streams, the other day they were just showing him sleeping. I mean, I don't care, and I don't think anyone else does. Now that he's lost all of his friends in the house, he's lost John, he's lost Dino, he's lost Galen, he's lost Ashley, he's lost Jamie, and he's ostracized...
Not Jamie.
Oh! Whoever the hell else he's lost. Because he ostracized himself from everyone else when he got nominated, and he said, oh, well, when I nominate someone, I don't hang around with them, and he's only been nominating the other housemates. He's got no friends. And it's hilarious, but I just hate watching him. Kick him out. Get rid of him.
Now that Katie and his friends have gone, he doesn't have anybody to look at, so I guess the mirror is the next best thing.
No, but he's always looked at the mirror. That's what infuriates me. At least get your teeth fixed, buddy.
Ouch.
Just a little bit of trivia. I'm a bit intrigued as to why Big Brother, halfway through the eviction on Sunday, got rid of the huge chair and replaced it with stools. It just looked like they were at a bar. Maybe that's somewhere you'd find Gretel, but to me, it looked really cheesy. I much prefer the couch, which at least looks expensive, other than I don't know what they are, Teflon chairs.
It was really funny at the end when Galen blocked her camera shot.
And she ripped his hand. Everyone was saying that was really rude of her, but I don't think it was rude. He was just getting in the way of her shot.
No, I think it was quite rude. I think the lesson here is don't you dare get in the way of Gretel's camera shot.
Well, everyone knew that. Everyone knows Gretel loves to be in the camera. Can you blame the woman?
She's on my television enough. I mean, Galen's not much better to be looking at, but...
Hi, guys. It's Meow49 out of the forums here. I'm just going to comment on what you said in the last podcast about how ideas for the new series of Big Brother, if it comes back next year. I was thinking, like, the house should become... a self-sufficient entity, as in, like, how everything the housemates do affect each other and actually look after themselves, rather than having all this product placement and things like the farmyard animals that serve no purpose. I think it should be brought back to, like, a more Orwellian feeling, like more 1984, how there should be a ministry of peace, a ministry of plenty, a ministry of truth, and a ministry of love. And all of the things the housemates do, and actually how every single day the housemates is set to work, and they have to work and have to... to stay in the house and do things, like how they have to rewrite the history of what's happened in the house every single day and things like that. And they're told that so-and-so wasn't evicted, had to walk out on their own and things like that. And everything they do has an effect on each other. And how it should be stripped back to, like, the socialist ideals. And so, like, there's no independent clothes, there's no luxury items. So everyone wears, like, the overalls, there's no makeup, there's no dresses, there's no... wonderful food, there's no beautiful decorations in the house, it's all very stripped to basics, and Big Brother should plant little things in the house, if mate finds them, and that can lead to a huge chain of events that affects their time in the house, and it could be a good thing or a bad thing, like how it could be punished or whatever else, but yeah, I just thought, like, I'll just go and tell you guys that. Alright, have the good work, bye.
I was talking a bit earlier about Big Brother keeping on with the conflict card in the Daily Shows, and this week with Perry nominated... I think that's definitely going to happen because she's one of those people who's going to want to know why everyone nominated her. And so she's going to go around and say, what's your problem with me? Why did you nominate me? Even if the person didn't. But she's going to want to know, and that's going to start conflict. And maybe some fines for people talking about nominations, because she's really going to dig it out of them. She's one of those people that makes people say things. She works them. I don't think she does it intentionally, but she works them until she gets the answer that she wants, and she'll get angry.
Yeah, hey guys, just wanted to give you a call and ask a quick question or raise an issue that I've just listened to your podcast about the acting of adults only Big Brother, or whatever they're calling it. Just wanted to get your ideas on whether or not they're now biasing the rest of the game show, considering that they've had all the housemates in there for however long and have been showing some of them doing all this adults only stuff as opposed to the censored 7 o'clock show. And now they're no longer going to be doing that for the rest of the season. What do you think the rest of the housemates are going to think about that, or even the general public, even if they want to comment on what is that biasing the rest of the season, considering people have spent their money, in essence, judging these housemates based on all that information. Anyway, cheers.
We got this voicemail before the actual weekend incident, and it's now very topical, considering that Channel 10 have no way of showing the actual footage from the weekend incident, when normally it would have been shown in put in a program like Uncut. Although Uncut was mainly just sort of a ratings grab for people interested in soft porn on their television, it did occasionally show character building footage, which wouldn't have been shown in the Daily Show. But we also have to remember that all of Big Brother is edited, and it's all manipulated in some way. So we're never going to get a true representation to vote on. But the fact that Uncut has been taken off the air certainly minimalizes our ability to see the whole picture.
To me, that just gives more reason as to why they should extend the show and put it at a later time slot. You said a little bit of character building you see on Adults Only and Uncut. I think a lot more, you actually see what the housemates are like. I don't know how to say it, but they are censored on The Daily Show. And when you watch it on Uncut, you can see what they're almost really like. I know that sounds sort of weird, but, you know, housemates these days swear and talk about... I mean, not housemates, people these days swear and talk about sex, and that's who they are. So without seeing that, I don't think we're getting a true representation of the housemates as much as we could with the Adults Only / Uncut. In saying that, last podcast we talked about how there weren't that many videos shown or being available on the special section of Premium. Now it's actually being updated a lot more frequently, and you'll see a whole heap of videos there now that would have made it to the TV show. I haven't watched any of them, but they are there for those people who are Premium members. I don't know that the audience of the Premium subscribers are going to be the ones that vote as much as those who don't have a Premium membership.
Presumably, people with a Premium membership might have a little more money to burn on things like SMS and phone voting. But then again, voting is so predictable anyway. We all know who's going to leave each week. And I think the runners-up and the final winner has pretty much been decided. Although it's tiptoeing between Camilla and David, we can almost predict who's going to be evicted in the next few weeks leading up to the end. No doubt Perry is going to be going this week. Darren will shortly follow.
I think Darren might not go next week, but he might go the week after. I think he'll stay a week because the housemates seem to be enjoying him.
Crystal and Claire will later be evicted. Crystal before Claire, of course.
Crystal without Galen, to me, has no substance. She's got nothing to work on now. She's almost exploded and let everything out that she's got nothing to give now. And because she hasn't got the girly housemates there anymore.
Claire will come in at third place.
I'd like to see Claire get to runner-up, but it won't happen.
I don't think Claire deserves runner-up. I'd like to see David runner-up and Camilla win it. Because I even before this incident, I liked Claire. I mean, I liked Camilla. And if Channel 10 does pump in any extra intruders, we can pretty much figure that they'll be kicked out as soon as they're put back in again.
Yeah, as soon as the housemates can nominate them, they'll be out. That's the way it works. So that brings us to the conclusion of part one of day 73 of our podcast. You can check out the second half, which is dedicated to Camilla Gate 2006 or whatever you're liking to call it, which contains the voicemails that were received about the incident. And if you have anything else to say, if you have any other opinions on anything Big Brother related, please call our podcast or email in. Yes. Yes, I do find Gretel attractive.
Hey, Bob. Snip 104 here. You've got to be vain for after listening to that shitty podcast. I dedicate a song to you. I just called to say, Vibes, you're a dickhead. I just called to say that I don't care. I just called to say, kiss my ass, Vibes. And I mean it from the bottom of my bowel. Of my bowel. Of my bowel. My next spray of Guy Warm, who'll be dedicated to you. Trust me, it won't be pretty.